Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Goodreads program on Radio Islam International with myself, Zunaida. So alhamdulillah, I have an exciting 15 minutes to share with you today, inshallah. But before we get into the review, followed by the Zoomspiration slot, I would just like to recap last week's review, which was titled 20 Lessons from Muslim Women, and it was compiled by Maulana Muhammad Ashik Ilahi Madani. And I mentioned that every now and then, I come across a book which inspires and reminds me to be a better me. And actually, isn't that the whole purpose of reading? So I personally take my reading as a journey to better understand myself and to ultimately strengthen myself. And that's why it's so important for me to choose what I read. So by making the right books part of my everyday life, I have opened some amazing doors for myself, alhamdulillah, and this is what I really like to share with you. Now, we all know that life has its ups and downs. We all face challenges at times, and it's especially at times when we are at our most vulnerable that we are aching or longing for something to encourage or to inspire us, something to help us rise above difficulties and to understand our purpose and to focus on growth. But the best part of this all is that none of us actually need to feel alone or lost, because we are from the most blessed of people, and that is because we are from the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I really cannot get enough of studying the seerah, and today's review is a further addition to my seerah library. The title of the book that I'm reading for you today is called Nurul Uyun fi Takhlis Sirat al-Amin al-Ma'mun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is translated as The Light of the Eyes, a concise biography of the trustworthy and reliable Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The author of the original Arabic book is Imam Abu al-Fath Muhammad ibn Sayyid al-Nas, who is better known as Ibn Sayyid al-Nas. And the book has been translated from Arabic into English by Bilal Patel and Miriam Maj Conlan. The book was published excellent quality in London by Turath Publishing. And if you stay tuned until the end of the program, I will tell you exactly where it will be available, where it is available in South Africa. So, Nur al-Uyun is a relatively little book, comprising of just 96 pages. But after reading it, how can you not feel blessed, amazed, and stronger? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model. His life was exemplary. And by reading about his life, I remind myself, and I encourage you to remind yourself about his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. The difficulties he endured, right from childhood up until after Nubuwa, and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt and overcame with this. And there can never be any other recipe for success. So with every book on seerah, with every lesson learned and understood, with every sunnah practiced, our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increases. And as believers who love Allah azza wa jal, by following in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are empowering and strengthening ourselves. So before I get further into it, I'd just like to discuss a brief biography of the author. Imam Sayyid al-Nas was an author whose work spread far and wide. He was a master grammarian, hadith scholar, and a man of letters. Born in the year 671, corresponding to 1273, he was raised in a home of knowledge. His father, too, was a prominent scholar, which meant that he was taught from an early age. And I think that this is a common thread I've been reading about when it comes to the biography of such prominent scholars, that they were all taught at a very young age. The author's quest for knowledge was so strong that he commenced lessons and lectures with his father from the age of 4. And I think as a mother, and to all the mothers out there, the lesson that we understand from this is that we should actually understand our children's nature and prepare them from a young age. If, for example, we see certain qualities are present in our children, then let us help and encourage them. For example, if we see qualities of leadership, then encourage our children to pursue what will be of value to them. Cartoons, PlayStations, etc. don't fall into the category of value for your child. And these pious elders took lessons from nowhere other than the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learned that the first 2 years of a child's life is very important, and thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam excessive care during this time. And you know what? At the age of two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could speak eloquently what was called fusha. And why? Because of the mother and the environment that she created for her child. So I take lesson and I encourage you to understand that the first preparation for your child is allowing him to grow strong, nurture him properly, suckle him properly, and allow and encourage your child to speak well. A second preparation we learn from the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is how Jibreel alayhi sallam came with another angel and cleansed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart. And Jibreel alayhi sallam is also the one who came with the Quran. So I remind myself from this that we need to clean our children's hearts from evil by using the Quran. And there can be no better environment for them as this is laid down in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the pious and illustrious scholars of the past have been following this, and in turn, their children grew up becoming pious and illustrious scholars. I think that this book would appeal to both teenagers and adults alike. The seerah is presented to us in an extremely concise manner. It would not suffice for a first-time reader of the seerah. There are, of course, much more detailed books available for that. But it's rather a powerful little reminder. It's a perfect book to read when you need to pause from your life, when you need to take a fresh breath, and when you need to find the perfect inspiration. What I really liked about this book was the detailed attention to authenticity, and in all the footnotes, you'll see that they contain references and sources which serve as a wonderful guide to someone undertaking a study of the seerah or to any potential new writers of seerah. Every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, from lineage, birth, suckling, upbringing, etc., are mentioned. There is a chapter on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Hajj, which is, of course, appropriate to read about at this time of the Islamic calendar. And then the book goes on to mention some of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's physical characteristics, his names, some of which are Ahmad, Taha, Yasin, Muzammil, Mudathir, are all quoted with the English meanings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's morals, food, humor, clothing, family are also briefly and quite concisely described. And when I read this book, I felt like I was taking a walk into the Medina at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ta'aleem, the tazkiyah, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, are life lessons for us. This book makes you want to read up more on the seerah. It makes you want to read up more on the Makkah and the Medina at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba. And we also realize that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the barakah of Madinatul Munawwara. And I think that we too need to take lesson from this. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to Medina. He keeps us there and that we all die there. Ameen. Okay, that takes us onto the Zoomspiration slot. And I have something new to inspire you with today. It's a wonderful little book. It's called 50 Candles to Light Your Path. And it has been written in Arabic by Dr. Abdul Karim Bakr. And I would like to take you week by week share with you these wonderful little candles. The first candle is called Entering into a Dark Room. And here I would like to share an extract with you. The author says that after one is born, he begins to recognize what surrounds him and goes out to the street and school where his common knowledge is continuously broadened and his expertise increases. He finds himself empty-headed without any previous knowledge about what he sees. And the author quotes from Surah An-Nahl, he says, as Allah Ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, Allah brought you out of the womb of your mothers knowing nothing. And then the author goes on to quote another surah. He says, and ye had been given of knowledge but a little. And then the author goes on to explain. He says, it means the following. Number one, that the human is unlearned and uneducated unless he learns. Number two, we must be humble. It's far better to have humility that is equal to our ignorance and lack of knowledge. And he explains number three, that we are what we know and master. But the more we know and the more things we master, we can increase our status and position, and we can better achieve our goals. Number four, since we do not know everything and we do not understand everything, we should not issue our judgments on the events until the end. And lastly, number five, there are many things that we have a partial or superficial knowledge of, and we need to deepen our knowledge about them. This can only be done through having an open mind and a spirit thirsty for knowledge. And too soon, my time with you has ended. If you would like a copy of Nur al-Uyun, it is available at Al-Ihsan Bookshop, a wing of the Dar al-Ihsan Humanitarian Center, located in Sea Cow Lake and Overport, Durban, Bay Korea, world, countrywide. Call them on 031-577-7868 or WhatsApp on 084-401-1527. You can visit their website at www.alihsanbookshop.co.za. Until we meet again next week, same time, same place, please take care and remember me in your du'as. Ma'assalam.